We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 The Ticket. TJ Lang will be here at 9 o'clock. We have some ticket texts we need to get to before we go to the phones. A lot of things to unpack here from Michigan winning the Big Ten East. If Michigan beats Iowa, should Harbaugh get Big Ten Coach of the Year over Tucker? I say yes, Brian and St. Clair Shores.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no, and the only reason I would say no, it's not a Harbaugh bashing, is I think when you look at what was there when the season started, expectations, I think Tucker has done more with less than what Michigan has done. Michigan had better and Michigan and Tucker beat him. So it's so close. I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, I think it's a big deal. If you're coach of the year.
Right.
And I think there's great debate on both sides.
Correct.
Think you got to go head to head.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And it comes down to the same thing for Walker versus Hutchinson's alleged Heisman candidacy.
Right.
Alleged Heisman candidacy?
Come on.
Come on. Okay.
Listen, I love the gravy train, and you guys know I love
13 sacks,
in
Penn State, three against Ohio State,
John,
the biggest moments of the year.
John.
Moments?
The gravy train I'm talking about from Saturday. It was an awesome day. One of the better sports days in my life, to be quite honest with you. The Hutchinson for Heisman thing is a little much.
A little much.
Come on.
Great player.
He's a great player. I'm not taking away anything from what he did, okay? I even said I actually think he would be a legitimate candidate had he gotten the touchdown in East Lansing, which is a 50-50 call in my mind. But come on.
I think Jeff Brohm should be Coach of the Year. Head-to-head.
Head-to-head.
Yeah.
Head-to-head.
There goes Greg picking and plucking.
Yeah. Nick, who realizes it's one.
He's a great picker plucker.
Yep.
Ryan Day.
Here's a ticket text. How, after 7 years, is this allowed to be called the beginning? Does Dan Campbell get to wait until his eighth year in Detroit? Nick, who realizes it's one game.
It's one game. It's 1 year.
Yeah.
But it could be the beginning of what is to come.
Right.
I'm not ready to say the rivalry's changed with Ohio State. I'm not ready to say that Michigan's a national contender year in, year out.
No.
For one day, they came and brought something that none of us expected. I thought they'd win, but not like that.
No. And what I would say, too, look, I know we're going to enjoy this win. You kind of got to win next week, man.
Yes.
There's no question.
Oh, let me tell you something. They lose Saturday. Well, we're back here next Monday.
And this won't mean much.
Monday morning.
It won't mean much.
Right. Quan in Detroit, what's going on?
How you doing, Vigor?
Good.
Hey, so I was calling in because everyone keeps saying Cincinnati shouldn't be in. Well, you got to think about it. Last year, they only lost in the last two seasons was to Georgia, and they almost beat them in the Peach Bowl. So you got to give them credit. They can hang with the big boys.
Different team.
Georgia's
a different team. Cincinnati's a different team.
I think Cincinnati. Hey, Quan.
They are a different team.
I think Cincinnati was better last year, actually.
And that's what I'm saying. If they was better last year, they still showed that they're good this year. Why not put them in the conversation? Why not put them at the table with the big boys and see what they do? Because, I believe they win the next week in the championship game. So, Alabama lose, that's a two-loss team. Like, you have to be fair. You know, they went up there, they beat Notre Dame. They beat Indiana. They beat, some Power Five schools. So why not put them in that, Final Four table? That's all I want to say, guys.
They beat the only Power 5 schools they played. One's a really good team, and one is really, really disappointing.
So I think the debate here is like, okay, let's say Cincinnati, they're undefeated. Michigan wins next week, and let's say Bama wins. Bama wins, so Georgia gets a loss. So you've got Michigan that's going to be in. You got Georgia that's going to make it. You got Bama that's going to make it. And then what do you do with undefeated Cincinnati and one loss OK State?
It's got to be
OK State's argument is the same as Michigan's. Correct. Maybe Michigan has a little better resume.
Well, yeah, I think the Big Ten East is a much tougher road than the Big 12.
I think we all agree on that.
Yeah, but I still think if you're a Power 5 champ and Oklahoma State would be that, if they beat Baylor, they belong in the college football playoffs above an American Conference champion.
Well, that'll be the debate for the for the 24 hours or whatever until we get it Sunday. It'd be interesting to see what happens in that situation. I'm not quite sure which way they would go. What about this, though? What if Bama loses? So you got undefeated Georgia, Michigan wins, Cincinnati loses, Oklahoma State loses. Who's the fourth team?
Well, Notre Dame.
Is it Notre Dame for sure?
Yeah, I think so.
So Notre Dame with the same record as Cincinnati would hop them.
Yeah, because of recency, I think. If Cincinnati lost, absolutely.
That'd be crazy.
You're saying Cincinnati lost.
Yeah.
I know, but
I would love for the matchup. This is what I want personally as a Michigan fan, because I don't want to play Alabama with Saban with, almost a month to prepare. I just don't.
Right.
I'm with John. I think Michigan could beat them because I think Alabama is very similar to Ohio State this year, where it's just typically what they do. It's a little fragile at times, but I think Bama's defense would cause Michigan's run game problems. But I would love to see Georgia versus Notre Dame and Michigan versus Cincinnati, and that you would have the possibility of a Michigan Notre Dame national championship.
Yeah, Lord. In Indianapolis. Yeah.
Georgia has familiarity with. Or Notre Dame has familiarity with Georgia.
And there's also talk, by the way, of, if Michigan State might play Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl.
Yes.
Oh, that would be great.
That'd be great.
One thing I want to get to that. If it's Michigan-Cincinnati in the 2-3 game, a Mr. They Don't Belong, you better win that game too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
There's no question.
And of all things,
it.
it's against Luke Fickell, which Ohio State fans could still have a.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. and the whole, Jim Harbaugh, Luke Fickell, fiasco battle, whatever you want to call it. I mean, there's some disdain there as well with, everything that went on, 2 years ago?
But historically, Michigan at least has beaten Cincinnati in the Final Four before.
That's right. You're a Stoney. Right. Way to go.
Michigan better get James Vosko to come out and play. Save the day.
By the way, was one of the coolest moments Juwan on the field with Harbaugh Saturday? That was pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
John in Brighton, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. So I wanted to kind of take the point that, if we're not going to let Cincinnati sit at the table and any of these other non-Power 5 schools, we need to stop even putting them in the rankings, and we need to eliminate them from this Division I FBS kind of situation. If we're only going to consider that Power 5 schools deserve it, then we just need to go down to the 68 teams that are in the Power 5, and no one needs to play all these other schools, these FCS and these non-Power 5 things, and they don't even deserve in the rankings, because there's no point to let them get up to 2, 3, or 4 and have an undefeated season and say, oh, a 10-2 Alabama is better. And they might be better, but I come to see country. I lived down there 15 years. I graduated from the University of South Carolina. I know Bama a lot. This is not the same Bama that's been over the last few years, and they don't really have a great marquee win. You can say Ole Miss, but that's it. The SEC East is a joke, and they've lost, some games. And if they lose to Georgia this late, I'm not really that impressed with them. So I would think
you are correct that they're this is not a vintage Alabama team. There's no doubt about it. In fact, you could arguably say although Michi scored the big 2-point conversion overtime play, their best receiver is a transfer from Ohio State.
Yes. Yeah, and the only one that's up for the Biletnikoff, which I still think is ridiculous.
I know. Here's some more ticket texts. I loathe Michigan with every fiber of my being and hate that they are headed to Indy. But credit where credit is due. Huge win and done so in dominant fashion. Congrats to all Michigan fans. I will never forget the feeling when Jeremy Langford broke the late TD against Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game and clinched a playoff berth for Michigan State. That's from Chris and Hal.
Mm-hmm.
The worst part about Michigan winning are the dumb freaking egos of Michigan fans. They can never win with peace. They believe they are God's calling now, and it's the absolute worst. I cannot wait until they play Ohio State again next year and get beat.
We all can't wait for that game again.
Yeah, I mean, the people are basking. They won the division. It's something that had to happen a lot. They should bask. Any team should be basking today, especially Michigan fans, because they've been their bitch for so long. Another Michigan State fan happy Michigan won. This is Frank in Milford.
What's happening?
Wife is a Blue fan, and I was cheering right along with her, even hung the Block M flag on our flagpole after the win for the wife. Okay. Here we go. Lifelong Spartan fan and Wolverine hater here. I'm happy Michigan won.
What's going on?
I'm tired of the state of Ohio feeling superior to us. They suck. We know it. Now they know it. Doug and Lansing.
Yeah. Gosh, I really thought I was an idiot when I asked you guys, are there state fans happy for Michigan? And there's just something about this that made me think maybe they are.
I think there's a shared disdain for all things state of Ohio.
Right. Look, most Spartan fans were rooting for the Buckeyes on Saturday. Most.
I think maybe it's the way Michigan won.
Yeah, maybe.
Where they physically just completely dominated them.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think also maybe it's the recency of the Ohio State loss for Michigan State.
Yeah, maybe. By the way, maybe Harbaugh took Valenti's 12 points of reason that they win and read it to him because he was right. I'm a Spartan alum, but I got to give credit to where credit is due. I can't stand khaki pants and his snarky self. However, that team, in caps, earned this division title. They deserve to be congratulated. Just don't go crap the bed against Iowa. I want a Big Ten representative in the playoffs. John, you earned the right to talk smack, but remember who you lost to. That's from Ray and Albion.
Oh, trust me. We're never going to forget that.
The head.
I will say this, and that one hurts as much as all of them. And you better believe that these players, when they look back on the season, not knowing how it ends right now, if they're going to look back, they're going to remember a lot of great moments. But the one thing that'll come to mind is the loss in East Lansing.
Yep,
I was 3-1 against both Michigan State and Ohio State. The one that I remember the most in both matchups is the loss. It burns the most.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.